Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talking about great comeback stories and comeback arcs right now at 888-957-9570. Brian Balding will be joining us at 7:30. We'll ask some of Baldy's favorite comeback stories in sports or in life, quite frankly, because we're talking about Mac Jones, you know. This was a guy that started off with so much success, coming from Alabama, winning a national championship, Joe. All the stars aligned there in that whole season. People want to poo-poo it. People want to say it's the COVID year. Oh, he wasn't really challenged. Yeah, anyone could do that. He's thrown to Jerry Jeudy. He's got Devontae Smith, Najee Harris. The list goes on. We know Alabama's got great, great recruiting there, and they got great players. That being said, he played well enough to like legitimately earn to be a first-round pick in a loaded then loaded quarterback class. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson. He was a part of those conversations. And he made the playoffs as a rookie. And since then, he was dealt a bad hand. Now, some of that's on him, but a lot of that's also on coaching. I will say both is comparable, but I do think we put more on him than is rightfully deserved. A lot of that deserves to be on the horrible dumpster fire that New England Patriots became with Bill Belichick. The horrible dumpster fire that is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have been, quite frankly, a dumpster fire my entire life. So I am rooting for Mac Jones. It's 1 week, and he looked good. You're rooting for him? Niner fans, gather.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rally around this guy. Why? And that's what I would also ask. If you're not rallying around Mac Jones, what the hell are you doing as a fan? And I don't think that's a majority of it. But there is something to be said about quarterback insecurity here in the Bay, more so than any other, you know, market, major media market, major, you know, sports market. We just get very sensitive about the quarterback position here. And we're not saying Brock Purdy is going to get pushed aside here, people. We're not. But we're talking about comeback stories because of Mac Jones. Maybe he's going to be the next comeback story after we saw Sam Darnold. We've seen Baker Mayfield. We've seen Geno Smith. Who knows, Joey? Who knows?
So if you're waking up this morning and maybe you aren't as dialed into fantasy football, or maybe you're just not dialed into the NFL as much, Joe Burrow expected to miss 3 months.
Yep.
Okay. It's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Out. Done. Okay. Huge downer for them. And they're 2-0 team. Then you look at Justin Fields, Jets starting quarterback. He's in concussion protocol. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy, probably going to miss a couple of games because of a high ankle sprain. Mm. Then the news came out that Jaden Daniels suffered a knee sprain on Thursday, and now he's day-to-day.
Ouch.
Brock Purdy obviously already missed a game. Wouldn't every one of those teams love to have Mac Jones right now?
Yes, I got to look at the backup quarterbacks there, but I think it's Tyrod Taylor in New York. I'm taking Mac Jones over him.
I think Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz for the Vikings. Yep. I'm taking Mac over Carson Wentz. I got Jake Browning for the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Now, Jake Browning's an interesting one because as a backup, he's actually been pretty good there. But I'm probably still taking Mac Jones with the totality of everything. But Jake, for that system, sure, you could do that.
Not bad. And then you have Marcus Mariota backing up.
I'm taking Mac Jones over Marcus Mariota. Yes, I am.
We're in a very fortunate situation, the Niners are. If I put any one of those guys, Tyrod Taylor, Wentz, Mariota, Jake Browning, I don't think they win on Sunday.
No. I don't feel as good about them heading into this. Like, this particular matchup against the Cardinals, I don't feel good about any of those other guys.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And remember, you got to run Shanahan's system. So, look, it's one game. The guy played a great one game. And I think you just kind of ride that out and see until either the pixie dust stops getting sprinkled or, you know, we just allow Brock Purdy to fully heal. Seeing how devastating the Joe Burrow injury is, like, he has a similar type of an injury. It's a more severe, what is it, grade 3?
I think the grade 3 is a complete tear, which is what Burrow has, which is why they need surgery. Purdy sounds like he has a grade 2, which is a slight tear, which can get better in a couple weeks.
But if you follow turf toe just in general, these are serious injuries that have ended lots and lots of careers.
Hall of Fame careers. Jack Lambert being probably one of the most prominent ones early on, obviously, with the Steelers, the Steel Curtain. Patrick Willis, we know. So, like, these are tough guys, tough dudes, and it's the big toe gets in the way.
And as I look at this entire, like, sequence of games, you've got Arizona this week, Jacksonville next week. Jacksonville, if Purdy were to return, would be 3 weeks from the injury. But you have to turn around and play on Thursday Night Football against the Rams on October 2nd, right? Do you really want to risk having your quarterback who's dealing with a pretty serious injury? I know we can, oh, it's just a toe. No. Like, as Burrow would say this morning, and it's extremely important.
Yes. Well, it's on your foot. You got it. And if he's a mobile quarterback, if that's his game's predicated on him being able to scramble around, Joe, yeah, it's one thing. If he was a statue Tom Brady type of quarterback, it'd be one thing there where, you know, he's moving around the pocket. Not saying it's not important.
Yeah, but mobility wasn't one of the things he hung his hat on.
No, it's one of the things that Brock Purdy hangs his hat on, which is why a lot of Niner fans are saying, pump the brakes on Mac Jones. I don't think he wins us the game in week 1.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe. I don't know.
I agree. No, I agree that Purdy is one of the few guys that's winning that game.
Maybe, but also maybe the game plan looks different with Mac Jones in there. So I don't, like, again, I don't know. I'm not sure. We can meet in the middle there. By the way, the latest from Matt Barrow's talking about it, why we're talking about this right now, The Athletic, in his piece yesterday, Quote, the 49ers don't seem inclined to rush Purdy back, in part because they have so much faith in Mac Jones.
So remove the words quarterback controversy. Just remove that out of your thought process.
Okay.
Just helping the Niners win long term. I think you just go week to week with Mac Jones and see how it is for the time being, and you do everything you can to get Purdy as healthy as can be with limiting whatever, you know, obviously you can't minimize it. I guess you can't make it 0%, but minimizing as best you can the ability that he might get re-injured, right? And I'm the reason I'm saying this is, to play him in the Jacksonville game, I'm talking about Purdy, let's say he comes back after 3 weeks, and then turn around and play 4 days later, does that make him more likely to get hurt again? Because that's what I don't want to have happen. I don't want to have Brock Purdy, who I'm paying all this money to, who is the franchise quarterback, to come back prematurely and then open himself up to get injured and then maybe lost for the year. Because I think if he's lost for the year, we would all agree that's a devastating blow.
I mean, the best case scenario in all of this and what we're hoping for is Brock takes all the time he needs. Maybe it's the full 5 weeks, and the Niners go undefeated. That is the best case scenario with Mac Jones.
Yeah,
I think everyone would love that. That being said, you know what we're talking about at that point. Oh, your backup quarterback just won 5 straight games, and I'm assuming looking pretty good while doing it. Oh, interesting. Maybe Brock, maybe you take more time. Maybe you take, you know what, even another week. And but this is this is why I'm playing devil's advocate here,
yeah,
in a way.
But I don't
that's
see why
people
it's a bad
freak
thing.
Out. It's not. It'd be the best thing for him.
Exactly.
We keep referencing the Cowboys doc, you know, America's Team doc on Netflix. You know, talk about Steve Berline when he took over for Troy Aikman because he was dealing with what, the concussions?
Yeah.
And you know what? It ended up being the right thing at the right time because you needed to keep winning the games, and you needed to protect your investment. And we knew Troy was the investment of that team. Everyone knew that Troy Aikman was going to be the guy going forward. And he ended up being that guy going forward. Now we found out that he took one too many shots to the head. He had to retire early. And that was unfortunate for him. But in the time, Jimmy Johnson, who Hall of Fame head coach, knew it was the right move to stick with the hot hand and keep your investment safe. Because at this point, with $200 million attached to him, Brock Purdy is what for this organization? He's an investment, Joey.
Yes.
And you keep your investment safe. And that is the best case scenario in all of this, is if you keep winning, stay over 500, Mac Jones is your quarterback, and Brock gets all the time he needs to heal. Because the last thing you want, as you're saying, is him to rush back, and then you get like a complete tear, and then we're having Joe Burrow problems and conversations. By the way, speaking of Joe Burrow and the Bengals, Mike White signing with the Cincinnati Bengals. He's on their practice squad now? Okay, practice squad. All right.
It's your boy.
Jake Browning, the starter, though, heading into this week and the next couple weeks for Cincinnati. By the way, Brian Baldery joining us in 30 minutes. Baldy Breakdowns does it better than anyone else. 30 minutes, courtesy of River Islands. And then Dave Fleming also joining us at 9:20. Voice of the Giants. We bumped Dave up early because he had a massive debut yesterday down in the desert. Bryce Eldridge, the top prospect for the San Francisco Giants. Going 0-for yesterday as the Giants lose 8-1.
Well, I do find it interesting, like, and I acknowledge, let's acknowledge this. Quarterback is so different than any other position, right? I can't argue that. Like, duh. Like, and the amount of money that you've invested, like, if we were to you know, do it proportionately, I mean, this is going to be one of the largest investments you make in any position in any sport.
Yeah.
All right? Outside of an NBA max salary contract. So I acknowledge all those things. But, like, in other positions, Jerick McKinnon was hurt, lost his job. They brought in Tevin Coleman. He was making a lot of money. Less than Jerick McKinnon, but a lot of money. He was your number one. And then Breida, who was making very little bit of money, took his job because Tevin Coleman got hurt. And then you know who ended up with a job by the end of the year? Raheem Mostert, making less than both of them. Right? So we do this at other positions where I'm not saying we ride the hot hand, but we go with who gives us the best chance to win on any given day based on how healthy are you? What's your availability? Can you help me win today? And so the tact I'm taking for the next couple of weeks is whoever's the healthiest that gives me the best chance of winning while trying to preserve my investment long term, which I'm very invested on, because I don't want to have Brock Purdy have some chronic toe injury that leads into the future.
No.
That's what you don't want.
That's the last thing you want. And then you're talking about this guy. And then again, the one word you don't want to attach with anyone is injury prone. And that is not what you want for your quarterback. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HG1 in San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Valkyries game two tomorrow in the first round of the WNBA playoffs at Ballhalla South, if you will. It's going to be at SAP Center in San Jose. Can't wait for that one. We'll be locked and loaded. I'll be wearing my jersey tomorrow. You better be too, Joey, for that Valkyries home game. Their first ever home playoff game. Manana, hear it right here on 95.7 The Game. But we've talked about Mac Jones. Let's hear how his teammates feel about him. You want to listen to what Fred Warner was saying about one Mac Jones after the game on Sunday? Take a listen.
I'm absolutely dialed into what the offense is doing. I mean, he made such big plays in this game to keep our offense in it. And, of course, it's a group effort on that side, offensive line, you know, skilled players who are touching the football. I know they obviously, you know, want that fumble back, but all around to put up, 26 points? That's going to be winning football for us every week.
He kind of sounds like Mike Tomlin there.
A little bit. The standard is the standard.
Fred Warner, I mean, come on. Who's gonna question his knowledge and integrity?
But that's what you want. You want your leader sticking up for you. Yeah. He is the leader of this entire team, as far as I'm concerned.
It did feel like the genuine happiness for Mac Jones was sincere from all the players.
Oh, him,
like they like him.
Bosa, and here's Christian McCaffrey talking about having all the confidence in the world in Mac.
I didn't tell him anything. You know, Mac's played a lot of football games. He's won a lot of games. He's been in that position before. And, you know, we all had full confidence in him. He had confidence in us. And I love the way he plays. He plays with so much swagger. You know, he gives it his all. He's so loose on the sideline and a great leader. So, with a guy like Brock down and having Mac come in and step up like that was awesome.
So that was CMC, obviously. And then here's more from Christian McCaffrey, who had a great game against him. I keep seeing it. 6 receptions, 52 yards, 13 carries, 55. They didn't run it very effectively, but Shanahan pivoted pretty quickly. 39 pass attempts for Mac Jones, which is pretty insane considering Brock Purdy only had one game like that last season when he had 40 attempts. I know.
39. But it was a good strategy to win.
It was. Christian McCaffrey on, again, that they knew Mac would settle in.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we knew that was going to be a fight of a game. It's a good team, and you know, a guy like Mac, you just never know when it's going to be. He can make any throw on the field at any point in the game, and you know, sometimes when bad stuff happens in the first drive, or you might go three and out, whatever it may be, you know, you can't get down because you know you never know with our defense. You never know when you're going to be up again. So I thought he did a great job staying poised the entire game.
And that was Christian McCaffrey again. We keep talking about this. This is the quote I'm going to keep going back to. Matt Barrows covers the team for The Athletic, very tapped in. The quote from his latest article, the 49ers don't seem inclined to rush Purdy back, in part because they have so much faith in Jones. That's from the head coach. It's from the general manager. You hear from his teammates. Where are Niner fans right now on their faith in Mac Jones going forward, being the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, 888-957-9570. How could you not have faith in a little bit more? You have to, like, you can't tell me, Niner fans, if you had zero to none faith in him, you know, heading into this past week, that you don't have a little bit more. At the very least, you have to be a little bit more confident, right?
If this was Brandon Allen, right? And let's say they lost that game, right? It was Brandon Allen and what he did last year. I'd be like, oh, we got to get Brock back out onto the field. You know, I was thinking about just like remove the quarterback position. Let's say if it was Fred Warner going through the same thing Brock Purdy's going through right now. Mm. Knowing that I got D Winners right now playing so well, boy, it feels a hell of a lot better playing like a backup, you know, in place of Fred. Knowing like, hey, if we want to go anywhere special, Fred's got to be healthy. Fred cannot stay on an injured leg and for us to go anywhere. We saw that last year. Yeah. It didn't work out. No, it's admirable he played through that, but he had to because the drop-off from Fred to Devondre Campbell as your best linebacker was precipitous, right? Now with D Winners, I'm like, all right, that doesn't mean that like the next guy up is going to be you know, even close to as good as Fred Warner. But I'm able to weather the storm of the absence of Fred because I feel so good about D Winters right now. D's not the player he is, right? No one's saying that. So, and they play slightly different positions, but you kind of get the metaphor that I'm going with here. Yeah. Because Mac looked good, you know, it just buys me that extra week and we just see where it goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.